Pardon, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Tony Fricano, calling you from Sarasota. I've got one of your mailings in regards to your company. So I just thought maybe I should call you.
Okay, that's wonderful. Just, I will need your 16-digit reservation code in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, you ready?
Okay. No, just 1 second. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay.
Nice okay so far?
Nice and hot in Florida right now. Very hot.
Oh, okay. Where in Florida are you?
Sarasota.
Sarasota. Okay,
yeah.
So you have your reservation code ready?
Yeah, and where are you guys at?
San Diego, California. It's not
San
that
Diego.
Hot, but it's nice here.
Always beautiful in San Diego, they say.
Right.
All right, reservation code. It's 2311 0801.
Okay.
0038.
I'm sorry. 0038. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. 6675.
Great. Let's take a look. And that would be Sarasota Brewing Company, right?
That is correct.
And your name, please?
My name is Anthony. Excuse me. Anthony Fricano.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're the owner of the business?
I am.
Okay. And so I have here your business number is 941-925-2337. That's right?
That is correct.
And what would be the good number to call you in case we get disconnected or something? Maybe your cell phone number.
941-266-0086.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. And when did you become the owner of this business? What year?
I think it was 2001 or 2002. I forget. It's been almost 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
March of 2001.
And, great. And is your business sole proprietorship or it's corporation, LLC? What's the business classification?
It's a corporation.
S corporation?
S corp, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and like you said, you're in Sarasota, Florida, right?
Correct.
And your business is the brewery and the restaurant, or what is your business doing?
Right, both.
Both.
A brew pub,
mm-hmm.
a consumption on premise. We make beer and here
uh-huh.
on premise sell our beer, yeah, in a full-serve restaurant, yes.
Oh, wonderful. Wow. So what is your gross annual sales, approximately, please?
About 700,000 we've been averaging for the last 3 years or so.
Mm-hmm. And that's from, I mean, that's what going through your business bank accounts, right? That's your gross annual sales.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's my tax return, yeah.
Yeah, but do you have just one business bank account for brewery, restaurant, for everything, for the whole business, or you have several bank accounts?
Well, there's two accounts, but it's all one business. We don't sell outside of doors, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're
distributing
business and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. And do you have any loans on your business presently?
Do I have any
loans? Mm-hmm.
Loans?
Any
outstanding
loans? No, not mortgage, but anything which you pay, like
anything?
Let's say.
Yeah, you know what? I think I might have a balance of a couple thousand dollars to American Express on some program
mm-hmm.
that they had, but it ends soon. So I just wanted to reload up
and
again.
What,
yeah.
Uh-huh. And this program with American Express, that's like they deposit money every month and they take it from your credit card receipts, or it's something other program you have with them?
No, it's another program. They just take it out of my checking account.
But they give you loan. They gave you loan once, or they give it to you every month?
No, they gave me one lump sum at the beginning. So I paid them all back. I didn't check the balance, but I can guess it's in the few thousand dollars. It's not much.
Okay, wonderful. And what do you need funds for right now?
Working capital, you know, it slows down a little bit during the summer months. So, it's a little bit of a cash flow slowdown. So just to have a little security, you know, be able to fix a few things, replace.
I see. Do you need any equipment at this time?
Not in particular, you know, like...
No. Nothing
you're
planning to buy right now? Okay.
No.
The reason I'm asking is because we have two programs. One, we finance equipment, and equipment financing is longer term, and we pay to the vendor, whoever you want us to pay to, wherever you want to buy it from, and then you have monthly payments to the bank. Okay? Just in the future, if you need, you would know that we do that.
Right.
And for working capital, did you ever have a working capital loan in the past?
Well, the one with American Express.
Yeah, the one with American Express. Okay. The working capital loans we have, they are for a maximum of 2 years, usually from 3 months to 18 months, maximum 2 years.
Right.
And how much would you need in working capital?
I think $50,000 would put me in a good comfort zone.
Okay. So,
but I can even make it shorter term. You know, shorter term is better. So you spread out.
Shorter is better? Wonderful. And then you save on the interest because this is a fixed interest loan.
Yeah. You know, it all depends, you know, how much you charge for it. You know, if I even want to be able to afford that because it's not,
you know what we do. I understand everybody too, And we have a very good credit department who does very thorough analysis of your business and the loan they offer. First of all, they want you to be able to afford it and they make sure that this loan would be good for your business because this is the unsecured loan. So for us, it's very important that you would succeed in your business and pay back this loan. So, so what we do, we just take 6 most recent bank statements, 4 credit card processor statements. I assume you take credit cards since you have restaurant.
Yes.
And 1 year business tax return. Did you file 2015 already or not yet?
Not yet. I'm in the process.
Not yet. Okay. 2014 will be. That's what's why I'm asking, because many businesses have extensions. So 2014 will be good for us. Okay, just 1 year. And the one-page application, which I will be happy to send you, email it to you, if you will give me your email address.
Is this the one that I have here, business loan application?
You can use that one too. Yeah, but I would like to send you the list of documents I would need from you anyway.
Okay.
So what's your email?
Do it to this one because I don't like everybody to see my business, so we'll do it to my private. Send it to my wife's. It's Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Fricano, F-R-I-C-A-N-O.
Mm-hmm.
At Mac, M-A-C.com.
Okay. But I will send it to Jennifer for you, right, for Anthony?
Yes.
I will send you the list of documents, and I will attach the application just in case you will need it. You can use that one you have right now, too. So we will
Let me ask you a question. I mean, and this is very important because, obviously, you know, if I qualify, I qualify. So it doesn't matter if you loan money at 1% and I don't qualify, it won't matter. But if I do qualify, what are your rates, bottom line?
See, unlike big commercial banks, we approve 98% of customers who apply. So we definitely have a big range of rates and terms. We have more than 40 different programs. It all depends on where your business is going to be qualified, on which tier of the program or which program. So it's extremely difficult for me, without looking at your documents, even to give you an idea. So
what's your lowest, what's your highest?
Yeah, that was my next. Usually you can expect between 10 cents on a dollar to 25 cents on a dollar. And this is the unsecured business loan. So it's not going to go on your personal credit. It's on your own business credit. And it's tax deductible. That you understand.
So China's the lowest.
Again. Yeah, again, it changes pretty often. We get new programs all the time, and our programs are changing. And again, it all very much depends on how your business looks in our credit department's analysis.
Right.
So risk, yeah, risk factor is the most important thing in this.
Yeah, right. I gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
So, I'm pretty sure we can work with you. We would like to have a long-term relationship. And
we would find something where
you're going to be comfortable, maybe shorter term,
right.
Like you said. When I will get your approval, I probably will have several offers, several different scenarios, and we will work together and see where you feel comfortable, which one you will.
Yeah, well, I mean, my whole case is, if you run after you run everything, it's going to be a hard hit on my credit score. So
No, it will be soft.
I can tell you where my credit score is right now as of like last week. And
okay. What is
I have it's 648 as of last week, and I have no bankruptcies, no whatever. I have a couple short sales that I went through, and I have a couple things on there that I have documents to show otherwise. One of my
okay,
homes
do you
that
have
I
a copy? Do you have a copy of your credit report, which is less than 30 days old?
I do, and it's so hard to read. But when you go online, you can see it on the computer. But yeah, I have one that's less than 30 days old, and one of them, if you can send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, there's a judgment, and I've got documented stamps recorded from the county with saying that it's been satisfied. There's something on there.
Oh,
from
that's good.
Personal,
okay.
There's one on my personal home, my home,
mm-hmm.
that says foreclosure in progress, which is not the case. And they sent me a letter saying that they were going to report to the agencies because what happened.
That's
is
very
I
important.
I modified. I did a loan modification, so they got it in one section as current, and in one section in open foreclosure, and it's two completely different statuses. You know what
I'm
saying?
But do you have any letter from them stating that it's not a foreclosure in progress?
No, I have a letter from Chase saying that there was misinformation and that they were going to report to the agencies the current and updated information.
Okay. As long as we can explain all this and get a really strong case.
One I did a short sale, and they made a deal with me to pay back $4,000, and it's like $30-some a month. And I would send a large sum amount at one time and then just ignore the monthly bill because it's $33 a month, no interest. And then what happened was twice is they applied it to 1 month. And so then I didn't know it, and they're reporting me as delinquent for a $30 payment. Do you know what I mean? They call me up and didn't make the payment. I said, yeah, I did. I made it for 5 months because it'd be $160 for 5 months. You know, why should I put my money out there when there's interest free and I'm paying $33 a month? So it's those stupid things like that that show up on my credit, which is the most preventable and you know, non important thing, but it comes up as a late pay. You know,
I understand. Tony, the good thing,
the late pay, I'm sorry?
Yeah, the good thing that this is not the most important piece of information for us. For us, the most important is your business, how your business is working, what's going on with cash flow, with your, what's in your business, analysis of and predictions for your business. That's the most important part of the approval process. Okay?
Because it also shows
maximum. Yeah, it takes maximum 48 hours for us to give you an answer. So,
don't want to be, you know, I mean, I just don't want to be shocked. I mean, if you're going to tell me 25%, you know, I'll find another avenue. I can't.
No, I hope
I worked too hard to.
Did you already apply somewhere? Someone gave you
the one
that number.
The current one I have is 8%.
With American Express.
With American Express.
Okay. Did you ever have the MCA loans, and that's probably, I don't know, American Express charges your, you said your business bank account, account. It's a merchant loans when we take money back from your credit card proceeds.
I'd rather take it out of my checking account.
Yeah, but American Express usually does charge your merchant account. You said that in your case it's from your bank account, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
But if you had such a good loan with them, you didn't want to renew it?
No. What happened was one day I got an email. Mm-hmm. And it said, and I used the program twice, okay, 2 years
mm-hmm.
in a row.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And 1 year they gave me like 35 just over the phone, no documents, nothing, just an application.
Yeah, because then you probably have something with them, right?
Okay, so I paid it back, and then they gave me the next one. So then I got an email saying that I was eligible for their program, but she didn't explain to me that it was a different program. So this one was, I don't know exactly, whatever. It wasn't the same program, okay, to make a long story short. It wasn't the same program.
Mm-hmm.
So after I applied for that, they said, oh, they refused me for that loan. And I said, but I already got one. Well, this is a completely different program and blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, so they said, oh, you can't apply for another 6 months now. It was just confusion. So they told me that I have to wait 6 months to reapply.
I see. So you need 6 months to wait. Okay. I think you'll be happy with our program, I'm pretty sure, because usually restaurants are. It's a really good fit for business like yours. Like I told you, I will be happy to send you this email. Just send me the documents, and I'll tell you exactly.
Okay, we'll take it from there, I guess. What is your name? Yeah, what is your name?
Lena. My name is Lena. It's L-E-N-A.
Lena.
My extension here, if you want to write it down, my extension here is 33644. And I will send you an email with all my information, my direct number and everything. If you have any more questions, you can always call me.
Okay, Miss Lena.
I will
send you
this email, you mean long time ago? Now it's Ukraine.
Yeah. Ukraine.
So
okay. I sent Slavic. I was going to say Polish or Slavic. Okay.
Yeah. So I will send you this email, and as soon as you'll send the documents, we'll process them.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Have
nice
a good
talking
day.
To you. Okay.
Back in Florida.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.